NPR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. It's Election Day in Texas, with Houston voters deciding a special election in the 18th Congressional District. There's also a city council position on the ballot. Voters all over the state are also looking at 17 proposed amendments to the state constitution. Harris County Clerk Tanisha Hudspeth says there are plenty of locations for people to vote.
I hope that we have more voters, but right now, according to the last day of early voting, it was right about 8%. You all heard earlier that we have 600 Election Day sites during early voting, 70 Election Day sites. The sheer size of Harris County is the combination of 25 states put together.
And let's go live to News 88.7 Sarah Gruno in the 3rd Ward. She's at the polling place at the Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church. And Sarah, what does it look like over there?
Hey, Gail. We're seeing a few voters trickling in to get their ballots cast today. Some voters, like Leela Ofabiz, say that the language of the constitutional amendments may come off as confusing.
I would say that some of the verbiage was just overly verbose. You know, these are regular people that are reading this. I'm like, I shouldn't have to read several other, you know, pieces of information, watch videos, just to decode what the heck the government is saying.
Right. More than 30,000 people have voted in Harris County today so far.
And that's News 88.7 Sarah Gruno live at Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church. We'll have live coverage here on News 88.7 after the polls close at 7 tonight. And there's also more on our website, HoustonPublicMedia.org. HISD says it's working to fill the gap in food insecurity. That's because some families aren't getting SNAP benefits because of the government shutdown. The district says it's working with the Houston Food Bank to hold weekend food distributions, and they'll do those distributions at the district's headquarters. Tonight, mostly clear, overnight low expected near 59 degrees. Sunny skies on Wednesday should top out at about 81. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.